Quite apart from our skill at working a search engine and our experience knowing where to search, there lies a body of theory to guide our way to valuable information on the Internet. I will refer to this using the grand title of Internet Search Theory. And if you let it, it will open your eyes to a very different Internet. The vast majority of us confuse Internet searching with search engines and surfing. We fail even to notice Internet Search Theory exists. And because of this, we consider the Internet as confusing, messy, slow, and irritating. This seems a given. Anything so large and so messy has to be confusing. Oh, we typically find information we want. We often are happy with the information we find, but we shouldn't be. We should be seriously dissatisfied. Few of our searches are comprehensive or definitive. Few of our challenging questions are answered well. We should have higher expectations and higher standards. I have written a great deal on this topic over many years. I will share with you some of my thoughts. Something is missing from our understanding of the Internet, and it is not just a large collection of techniques to open the Internet up for view. We also misconceive the Internet. We consider it a web, a cloud, an ocean. This only serves to obscure much of the Internet from mind. We think in such a way that erases many of the questions we should be asking, questions that would reveal the structure, the depth, the quality to Internet information. We don't ask these questions either because we don't know how, for which there is a simple cure, or more likely because we don't know why we would want to ask such questions. A far more dangerous situation, where we search as if in a fog, without bearings and without guidance on how to proceed. In either case, we chronically underestimate the value the Internet offers us and the simplicity of the solution. This is almost amusing, since many listeners are perfectly capable of negotiating complex library environments and building vast social networks to gather and filter relevant information. Yet they bridge little of these skills to the task of searching the Internet. I shall explore with you reasons we should reach beyond search engines and surfing.